The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Robert Morris describes his personal journey that led him to the principles he shares in The Blessed Life.
That's it all started right there. I didn't start by giving because I heard a preacher on TV talk about giving, you'll get, giving, you'll get. It started because I wanted everyone to get what I had, which was Jesus. And so we just started giving to people to help them understand God loves you and He has a good plan for your life.
So I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you in a new year. And boy, have we had a year, and we've got some challenges ahead of us. Robert Morris is going to be sharing with you in just a few moments. And I want you to know that there's no way to adequately explain how much you mean not only to Betty, to me. She had detached retina surgery. We were actually concerned how she'd hold up in the lighting because we're just now getting Betty back in. Thank God for Sheila and for Randy. Yes. But for all of you, let me just say this to you. In the midst of a pandemic and pain and a lot of pressure and a lot of situation of grave concern, you have been the greatest manifestation of God's love and kingdom power that I've witnessed in the now nearly 60 years of ministry and over 50 years on television. You are an amazing people. Sometimes you say, well, your wife's amazing and what you all do is amazing. Well, you're the reason. You know, how shall they hear unless they preach? How shall they preach unless they are sent? The things the missionaries do, the miracles that we see, all comes back to someone like you. Oftentimes, you don't realize how big you are in the mind of God, the heart of God, His purpose, His kingdom purpose. And we're going to be talking about that with Robert Morris, and we're going to talk about the blessed life. And Robert, we don't have a studio full of people right now. That'll soon change. But we've been doing this together for over 40 years from the time you basically walked into our lives with your sweetheart, Debbie.
Yeah, that's right. So this year was our 40-year anniversary. And we met you and Betty just a few months before we got married.
Well, let me just say this to you, Robert. The Blessed Life series was birthed here on Life Today. You didn't even really know you could write a book. You certainly didn't know you'd write one that so many millions of people would want. And I don't think you realized that what you were saying was really an illustration, an undeniable illustration of losing your life in Him, His purpose to actually find it. And when you taught The Blessed Life, have you been amazed at how this message has gone literally around the world and changed churches, but in many instances, the whole church? Have you been amazed by it?
Yeah, we've been shocked because, for me, I grew up in a good Christian home, but didn't come to know the Lord until I was 19. But I watched my parents live this life. I watched my dad, help widows and buy cars for them and help people get their first homes. And I just grew up watching that. And I even remember thinking sometimes he was almost a soft touch, you know. He just helped too many people. But when I look back and think about the heritage, and that's where it started for me, you know, getting saved, wanting to help people, but watching my father helping the people that couldn't help themselves totally changed my life, and it set the course of my life.
And we've had to say goodbye to Mom. Yeah. Dad has said that, and love the precious memories. Dad, amazing. God's blessing him. I love to see the radiance of Christ every time we see you. Robert, I want us to cover a lot of ground for our viewers because we're going to offer not only the blessed life, but we're going to offer a DVD explaining, as we're talking about, how the blessed life is a visible, undeniable manifestation of kingdom impact, the kingdom that is here. not the one that's established we're going to, but the one Jesus says is at hand. And then he said it's in us. And in fact, the king is standing there saying the kingdom is at hand. All the great things you've been hearing about, the potential and possibilities throughout the Old Testament, here stands the reality of the king. The next kingdom is now settled. But in this one, you make kingdom impact. Well, you realize that what we're doing right here now is taking the blessed life, showing people how everything in Scripture, and boy, you remember how this Scripture hit me and you back about 40 years ago that changed a whole lot of people, starting with us. We heard it from a carpet cleaner. And one of the things he read to us, he held up his Bible in Deuteronomy and said, this is not an idle word for you. This is your life. This is your life. And I'm telling you, that's what kingdom life is. So I want us to talk about the blessed life. You begin to take very seriously some things a lot of people never understood, how serious they are, how important they are, how dynamically they affect not only the people you touch with kingdom imprint and kingdom impact, but what it did for you.
Yeah.
And I'd like you just to, by the way, you may say, well, I got that. In light of what you're going to hear, you're going to realize this is something I want now, along with the DVD, along with all the teaching that you're sharing, because it's going to revolutionize your life. Robert, just tell us how that journey started. It has really shaken the world, the church world, and impacted it.
Well, you know, it started from really losing my life to find life. And growing up in church, you believe in Jesus. You hear about Jesus. And in some ways, it's almost like Santa Claus. You just know that if you're good, he's going to be good to you. And you hear all these things. But something happens when we get a little older. You know, it seems like those teenage years, we decide, are we going to really serve God or not? And I didn't. I didn't serve the Lord. But when I was 19, a friend of ours, you know, shared with me, man, it's not just believing in your head. It's giving him control of your life. Mm-hmm. And I was in a motel room, not a hotel room, a motel room.
I got you.
So there's a difference. And when I gave my life to the Lord, it was just like what I've heard about you wanting to tell everyone. I wanted
Absolutely.
To tell everyone I could find. And so it started with us leaving tracks for servers at restaurants. And I remember thinking, if we shared a meal, maybe we could leave a bigger tip so that she'll read the tract. And this precious woman read it, told us when we were back in there a month or so later that she'd read that tract. She'd given her life to the Lord. She called her husband. He gave his life to the Lord. And we said, well, what do you mean you called your husband? And she put her head down and she said, well, he's in prison. Mm-hmm. But we saw him get out a few years later. We saw them baptized together. And that's it all started right there. I didn't start by giving because I heard a preacher on TV talk about giving, you'll get, giving, you'll get. It started because I wanted everyone to get what I had, which was Jesus. And so we just started giving to people to help them understand God loves you and he has a good plan for your life.
Well, you know, we started witnessing Betty, and Betty used to get nervous in the restaurant because she knew what's fixing to happen. To every time, she actually saw me walk out when people walked out, but I didn't get to their table, follow them to the car. And now today, you'd probably think it's a hit job or some kind of robbery. But back then, they'd say, well, what's you coming out here for? And I'd win of the Lord. I filled virtually every stadium in the Metroplex. It started with me at Pennington Field in the mid-cities, me witnessing on all the parking lots where kids hung out. Those young people filled up the stadium, this young guy preaching. And you know how that went. Yeah. You know, you watched how the witness would just, it would just sweep through a city. And even the witness to the Christians, to be a witness, would just sweep. It was an amazing thing. That is the blessed life.
That's it.
That's kingdom
That's
impact.
It.
Tell some of the other things you did, because I know that we, even on this show, and you wrote about it in your book, but even sitting here sometimes, Robert, we got to be careful that everybody doesn't think that what looks like extreme giving, and it was, that they think, oh, that's really the key. No, the real key is to hear God and do what God says, even though it may sound to you like it's extreme. Tell some of those cases, because this is good stuff.
Well, one of the things the Lord spoke to me was that he was my source, and that when I was traveling and preaching youth revivals, that I wasn't to ask for offerings or honorariums or anything. I was just go wherever God wanted me to go and just help people. And so one of the first places I went, a small church, maybe about 60 people, I didn't ask for anything. They got up. The pastor said, this is the first evangelist that said, I don't need anything to come, and I want to bless him. And they gave an offering. We had one meeting that month, just one for the whole month. And that check, when I got it, was enough for the whole month. And I just remember thinking, God, I like doing it your way. Yes. Mm-hmm. But a missionary had spoken right before I spoke. And I looked at that missionary, and the Lord said, give him the check. And I remember thinking, you know, I rebuke you, Satan. You know, that's not God. Get behind me, you know. This is what you provided for us. Mm-hmm. So that's that extreme giving. We gave him the check. We go out to dinner that night, and a man we'd never met before handed us a check for exactly 10 times the amount.
Wow.
And it was God, not like, it wasn't the finances. It was God saying, if you do it my way, if you'll obey me when I speak to you, I can take care of all the resources you need, but I can take care of plenty of resources for you to help other people. And that's where it started, with hearing God and stepping out and obeying God.
I'm sitting here listening to both of you, and I think, well, what do I think kingdom life is about? I grew up the good little church girl, went to church, listened to the preacher every Sunday, visitation, all the youth deals and everything. Walk out of the church. What did I do with it? I wasn't a bad person. I just didn't do anything with what God had put in me. I think that's what kingdom life is about. It's about, yes, we need to fellowship together. We need the teachings. We need all of that to help us grow. But when we walk out of that church auditorium, let's walk out with that deep down in our heart so that we're compelled. To this day, when we go out to eat or anywhere, I don't have to remember when he talked about I'd go in a restaurant and witness everybody. He still does that. He did it just the other day when we went out to eat. It's just an overflow of God's kingdom living in us.
Let me just, boy, that is so powerful. Betty, you bless people so much. That the witness that comes out of her inspires so many people to realize, you know, Betty'd rather be at home, just being a homemaker. But I just see so much flowing out of her. When Robert told that story, when she's talking about, we're not talking about some gimmick steps or some steps to instant undeniable success. We're talking about losing our life, exactly what Robert said, exactly what Jesus said. You try to hang on to your life. You try to handle your life. You try to oversee your own life. You're going to lose life. And boy, he understands what the fullness of life is. This is abundant life. This is beyond imagination, not necessarily abundance in life. But if you have the abundant life and you have abundance in life, you know how to handle it without it becoming a distraction or an unhealthy attraction. And if you don't have anything, whether you're abased, Paul said, I still rejoice. Here's the thing you need to understand. This is not some gimmick steps. When we, as young people, and Betty and I as teenagers, we said, we want to lose our life in your purpose. Robert, we did not understand fully what that meant. I'm 77 years old now, okay? I'm still learning what it means to lose it in his mm-hmm. purpose, to find it. And that's kingdom impact. That's not something that starts and then stops. So you did that, and all of a sudden God begins to show people how they can do it. Now, you had some pretty powerful things happen that were, let's say, beyond ordinary confirmation, which we've actually had to say, now, whoa.
That's right.
Just because you heard him do it, that was God leading Robert, not necessarily you. So I think it'd be great if you just go ahead and tell them extreme. But remember, you got to hear this from God. This is not a gimmick.
Yeah, well, it is an extreme, and I look back on it, and people ask Debbie all the time, what'd you think when Robert wanted to give everything away? You know, the cars, the everything in the bank, and the house even. And she said, I was the most excited I'd ever been.
Wow.
Because I knew it was God.
Yeah.
We were being asked to do something that not many people were being asked to do, and God would take care of us. And so just one day in my quiet time, I just felt like the Lord said, would you give me everything? And I knew that meant everything in the bank, both our cars and our house. And we gave our house to a pastor that had 5 children that didn't have a house. And we gave it all away. And then, just a few days later, a guy calls me up and says, God told me to help you with your transportation. And I was like, well, he's going to buy a car, I guess. And I said, well, what did he tell you to do? He said, he told me to buy you an airplane. I remember I thought, well, I can't get to the airport. But, you know, so. But that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point at all. Here's what happened. I remembered when Solomon was inaugurated the king. He sacrificed 1,000 bulls. Tradition was to sacrifice one bull. So that was an extreme, extravagant offering. And that's when the Lord said, ask anything you want. Ask anything you want. And so sitting there that day, the Lord said to me, ask anything you want. And Debbie and I, when we got married, I wasn't saved. And I had not been pure. And I knew when she found out, I thought, our marriage is over. And so that day, the Lord said to me, Robert, ask anything you want. And I said, I want Debbie and I to be passionately in love for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it just a moment ago. We just celebrated 40 years of marriage. That is so much better than an airplane. Absolutely. Or anything material.
Let me just say this to you. I want you to get all the material we're offering about the blessed life and about kingdom impact and what Robert and I are seeking to share. And we're not talking about little tricky ways that you get something. We're talking about losing your life to find it in His kingdom purpose. His will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now think about that. Right after He's talked about the kingdom being at hand, He taught us to pray. The Lord's Prayer is in John 17. Be great for you to make that a focal point for the entire year. And especially the supernatural unity that Jesus prayed for within His family, because that's what we're going to need to walk through all the pressures that we've been through with the past year, with the pandemic, with political tensions and so forth. And we know that the King is our hope and our trust, not a party, not partisan views, not even presidents. We know God can use in answer to prayer miracles with people you might never expect. But we are trusting God, not any form of Pharaoh, Caesar, government. We trust God fully. And that is what we are seeking to help you understand. And if you lose your life to find it in kingdom purpose, you're going to live a life that is indescribably beyond blessed by any terms that we might use in this earthly kingdom to try to describe the greatness of that kingdom that's at hand and now in us. So we really want to send you that which will bless you. But I want to remind you of something right here now. Love never fails. Jesus said, when you notice the overlooked, the least of these, the least likely, the most needy, the least able to ever do anything back to where you might think I'm manipulating, here they are. They're an opportunity for kingdom impact, for the King that's living in us, the living Jesus, to manifest Himself through you as a yielded piece of soft clay in the hands of God, knowing that that shaping pressure comes either from His hands or is filtered through His fingers to conform us to the image of Jesus. Therefore, all things are not necessarily good, but all things work together for good to those who, what? Love Him and are called according to His purpose, kingdom purpose. And then He says, everything will shape Christ in you. Here's an opportunity. Now, I want you to just listen. And you've been the most amazing people to watch this show. And many of you have joined with us in the midst of pressure to be the greatest miracle worker, as far as we're concerned, on the planet by touching the least of these. You're going to see a pandemic situation that's worse than even what you have witnessed, because it's a killer, and it kills the most precious. It's contaminated water, and we don't have to seek for any kind of a vaccine. We've got the absolute, unquestionable, perfect cure, and you're the source that cure, that power, that love, that healing flows through miraculously. I want you to watch and listen. But while you're watching and listening, hear Him and do what He says. Watch.
James, Betty, you've been around the world. You have seen some of these water sources that are just contaminated with all kinds of feces and garbage and dirt. You've seen where these people are trying to drink from to bring life to their family, when in reality they're bringing death Right here?
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
So this is a well. As you can see.
Wow, that's way down.
Yeah, it's very deep.
But there's no water. I don't see.
There is just a little water.
It's just a little bit.
It's just a little.
We've even heard stories this week of children who have died from drinking this water. Quintino, you have a big job. We have viewers back home.
Okay.
They love to help people.
Yeah.
Because we know these are real people.
Yeah.
And they're drinking disease-infested water.
Yeah.
And I want to ask the viewers today to please take it to heart. God can use us together to stop the death.
James and Betty, we thank you for sending your team here in Zambia. We will pray hard that you can also spread it to the world where they need clean water. Thank you.
Wow. You know, he's thanking James and Betty. God. If we had a little part in awakening you to see what love can do, the love that never fails can do. Betty, the viewers, I mean, you and I try to give a water well every time the water well emphasis comes up. And it has been just a tremendous joy. And the wells are $4,800. And I just thank you, God, for the people who do that. For some, it's just, for us, it was really tough when we first started, you know, 20 years ago, doing the wells. And when we said, God, let us do it, it's been amazing. We've been able to do it. And there have been several times, Betty, when we were able to give just an extraordinary gift, it seemed. And, but it started with just obeying and seeing something and say, yes, we can be the answer to that prayer. That's you. And we're going to send you the blessed life. For any gift that you make, okay, any gift. We'll send you all of the whole series teaching and this DVD teaching where Robert and I are going to be sharing and just trying to help you understand that to lose your life in His kingdom purpose is to find it in all the fruitfulness and fullness, the potential that Christ brings in us, which there's nothing impossible for God. But let's move beyond ourselves and the joy that we have. Even while you were listening to Robert, you're listening to us talking, the greater was not the joy of what came back, but the joy of what it did just to be making a kingdom impact, the transforming, life-changing, world-impacting potential of what's in you as a member of Christ's body. Could you give a well? Could you give $1,200 and pray, God, get three to join, but we got another well? Or you say, you know what? I'll give a cup of water. Here's my gift, any gift, whatever God puts on your heart. We'll send you the blessed life with the prayer that you'll live the blessed life and all the material if you, you know, make a gift of over $50 because we want to bless you. And yes, I am challenging you. Because the real first step in living is giving. And one of the great teachings that Robert Morris has been so effective in, it's not giving to get, it's giving to give. I love what our son said when we talk about this, Randy. And it was, you know, it's not like you give your kids Christmas gifts like many of you done, or grandkids, thinking, I'm going to do this because, boy, they're going to give it back to me. It never goes into your mind. I want to bless them. I love them. Well, that's what you're saying. So would you go online right now or call and use your bank card like a check and you make the gift God put on your heart. If you can give a well, you know what a man said one time? He turned to his wife. He said, you know, James said, there might be some of you here in this room that give, you give 10 wells. He turns to us, we can give 10 wells. And they just turned in a check for $50,000. You don't know what people can do. Robert never understood what he could do and what God would do with it. Father, help every person watching right now. Go to the phone. Go online. Take that bank card. Use it like a check. If they write a check, God, know they're giving life. Make it to life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You be an answer to that prayer. You be somebody's miracle right now. And start living the blessed life, which is a blessing life.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you Pastor Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. In this best-selling book, Pastor Robert shares God's principles for living a blessed life both financially and spiritually. And with your gift of $50 or more, you can request the Blessed Life Collection. This 8-message CD series includes and expands upon Robert Morris's Blessed Life teachings and helps you discover more about God's supernatural favor in your family, finances, and faith. Also included is a Kingdom Living bonus DVD.
We've been applying the principles of the Blessed Life for over 15 years. It's changed our life, and I know it'll change yours.
This is the last week to receive the Blessed Life Collection. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Thank you so much. And I did mention Betty's detached retina surgery. You lay face down day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the first 2 weeks. And then you're going to lay on one side. It's been a journey, hasn't it?
It has been a journey.
I bring that back up because a lot of you didn't know about it, but you pray for us all the time. Some of you did know about it, and we're still going through the process. She can see, not quite like she wants to, but making progress. Robert, thank you so much for being such a blessing, and I look forward to talking to you the rest of the week.
Thank you.
Isn't God good?
He's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Tell your friends they don't want to miss these programs.
Giving includes so much more than money. So once you learn to give, it changes everything about your life.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.